You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
There are basically three things that make us like God. Number one is you have a will. Somebody say, "I have a will." That means you have the ability to make choices. There's a sovereignty about you. Come on now. You say, "Well, I didn't get to make a choice about what color my hair was or what color my eyes were." No. You didn't get to make a choice about that, but you did get to make a choice of whether or not you were coming to church today. You did get to make a choice about what you were wearing today. Come on. So you can look at your neighbor and say, "I'm glad you put some clothes on. I'm glad you chose to dress." Hello, amen. Some of y'all had to make a choice of whether or not you come into church. Some of you were contemplating, "Well, I don't know if I want to go down there. I'm tired." And you either had to buck up to get up and get ready to go to church, or you had to just roll over and pull the blanket over your head and go, "God, I'm just going to pray right now. I'll be okay. I'm going to have church right here with my pillow." No, come on now. That ain't none of y'all because y'all are here. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you have a sovereignty about you that nobody else can violate because God gave you a free will and you can make choices about your own life. The problem is this, watch this. The problem is that in a fallen state, in a sinful nature that we have, we tend to make bad choices. We make those bad choices because our choices are born out of selfishness. They're born out of selfish desire rather than being born out of what's right or born out of righteousness. In other words, we don't make decisions for what's right. We make decisions for what's convenient. Does it feel good? Does it look good? Well, I don't know. That's not going to take no effort. I'll do that. How many of you know that everything I choose for me is not righteous? Come on, huh? Because I can get very selfish about some of the choices I make. I can believe that I am the center of my own universe. I can believe that I'm the center of my own world. So when I'm in this fallen condition away from God, I really don't have the wisdom or the understanding to make really good choices at all. When Jason's being selfish, the choices that Jason's make are very selfish choices, and they're not very wise choices. Come on, huh? You ever look back on your past when you made some, when you weren't thinking straight and you were making some decisions and you go, "God, why did I do that back then? Why did I do that? That don't make no sense. That was the craziest thing I ever did. I don't know why I did it." Well, I can tell you why. Because sin will make you insane. Come on. Sin will make, it'll mess up your mind. It'll make you crazy. Amen. How many of you know you can make choices to be disobedient? You can make choices to be rebellious. You can make choices in selfishness against God and against things that are right and against righteousness. We can do that. We have a free will. Thank you. Amen. Everybody say, "I have a will." How many know the reason why God gave us a will is because God wants you and I to participate in our deliverance. He wants us to be a part of not just getting us free, but getting the world free. He wants you to be able to be, when he touches your life, to be able to choose to respond to him in faith and participate in walking out your destiny, because God's looking for co-laborers. He's looking for partners. He's looking for some people that say, I will take my will and I will follow you, God. Then he can show up in you and show out of you and change the world that you're living in. Come on, do you believe that this morning? He can open up prison doors. He can bring you to a place of deliverance. He can take you to things and places that you never thought you can go. Amen. But the problem is we get this, we got this prison mentality. We get locked up in a certain way of life, and we go get the 80-inch LCD, man, 1080p and all the gadgets, and we hang it on the wall and get a lazy boy, and we just camp out in our prison and go, I'm content. This is good enough. I'm just going to go along to get along. No, 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 no. Come on, somebody. How many of you know God opens prison doors? That's what he does. You just got to walk out of them. You believe that? The second thing that makes us like God is we have the ability to use words. We have intelligent speech. Somebody say intelligent speech. How many know everything in this world can make a sound? Wind blowing through your car can make a sound. And we know that some animals communicate with each other from time to time, but no other thing on this earth has intelligent speech that can create things. Your words can create. We can communicate and build. That's what happened at the Tower of Babel. They were all coming together in one language. That's why God messed up all their languages. He was slowing down the advancement of time. Come on, somebody, help me. Amen. How many know that you as an entity, you can speak and have intelligent conversation? You have the ability to build up or to tear down. Come on, how many know most wars are not fought over somebody's rights? Most wars today in the world are fought over words, because people don't agree on something and they want to argue about it. And then somebody gets a gun, and somebody gets a tank, and then somebody gets a ship, and then somebody gets a missile. Come on, next thing, come on. What do you think? Wars and rumors of wars. Somebody's running their mouth. Hello, amen. The third thing that makes us like God is that we are eternal. Somebody say eternal. Say, what does that mean? That means your life don't end at the grave. Amen. You're going to live forever. Your natural body will end at the grave, but your life don't end at the grave. How many know you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body? Huh? This body was made from this earth, from the dust of the earth, from the dust of the earth. It's going to return. When you take that check out of this life, your spirit and your soul is going to go to heaven. You're getting a brand new body. Come on, that's a reason to really shout right there, because some of us are not happy with our bodies. You're going to live forever. You are like God in that. Now, God never had a beginning because he created time. He is eternal, but you're eternal. You got a birthday, you had a beginning, but you ain't got no end. Come on, you're going to live forever. Where you live is entirely up to the decisions you make in this life right now, inside of time. Do you believe that? Amen? See, there was a time when you weren't in the natural realm, but how many of you know there will never be a time that you will not be, because you are here. You go live forever. Amen. That's good news. That's good news. So I just say, choose life. Don't choose death. Choose to live with God. Don't go to hell. You choose. Isn't that cool? You get to choose. Aren't you glad you ain't got somebody else determined on where you're going to spend eternity? My life is not going to end when they lay me down in the ground. I'm hoping God will let my spirit kind of hover over the coffin when they have my funeral. I want to hear what everybody has to say. I'm going to keep on living on. Amen? And listen, heaven is not a little place with a bunch of fat little naked angels with wings running around with bows. If heaven's like that, I ain't going. I don't need to see a bunch of fat little babies with wings and bows and arrows flying around. And who envisioned heaven like that? How many know when I leave this world, I'm still going to be doing stuff? How many know it's not just we're going to end up in some great worship service in the sky and that's going to be it? No, no, no. God says you're going to live forever. And if you go to heaven, you're going to rule over cities. You're going to rule over provinces. You're going to rule and reign with him for eternity. In other words, you're going to have responsibility when you get in heaven. And God's going to give you responsibility on how faithful you were living on this world. Amen. That's why it's imperative we learn how to overcome. I don't know about you, but I want to have a big city to manage when I get to heaven, because that's just how I am. Anybody here want to have some responsibility when you get to heaven? I'm just content to walk down the streets of gold. Not me, baby. I want to go to heaven and have a good time. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking, O sleeping, O thou my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with you, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son. Thou dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first. Of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joy, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler.
Suddenly, and you fill me with peace. Yeah, you tell me to never fear. When I'm stuck in trials and broken in two, you restore the flame, Jesus. That's just what you do. And I know that you'll always be here. You. And you're worthy of my praise for the rest of my days. Father, you are good. Lord, you are good. 'Cause when mountains are in my way, I just call on your great name. Father, trust me, and I can see the light. You lift up this heart, and you open my eyes to see your glorious plan. When I am caught in times where I don't feel so loved, you reach out your hand, and Lord, that is more than enough to show me it's not. Lord, you are good, and you're worthy.